Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Were you watching the Rose of Tralee last night? Are you a fan of the festival? I want to know, what do people love about the show, which has been running since 1959? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Our own Cathal O'Sullivan is with me in studio today because you're a huge fan.
Yeah, Andrea, I suppose coming out of kind of lockdown and COVID and stuff like that, I watched my first Rose of Tralee properly. Like, I really got into it. I was like, I'm going to sit down and watch every single one.
Right.
And it just really amazed me how these 32 women could stand on the stage and perform and speak so well and just, I suppose, represent where they're from, but also maybe where they're living, and just really like put their name on the map. And just, I was just amazed by it. It was really, really positive and just brought a really big smile to my face.
So how accomplished they were, basically.
Not even accomplished. Like, they're normal girls. They're normal people who just maybe have, I don't know, travel the world, stuff like that, or maybe who just have a simple story of, like, just, I don't know, their education and stuff like that. Or just last night we had a girl who drives a digger in her local farm, and like, she was brilliant. She was,
yeah.
I love when they're just perfect. Like, they're just like, they don't really care about the whole accomplished thing, or they don't want to be rehearsed or anything like that. They're just representing, I suppose, the county or the place that they live. And I think it's a really, really, like we spoke last week about this, it's a really positive thing.
Is it just a bit of crack?
I think so. And I think, like,
it's just as simple as that, is it?
It's as simple as that. And I know people out there think it's so cringy and it's so this, yeah, that and the other, and it's Marmite. Like, people have said to me, oh, like, you either love it or you hate it. Mm. But I sit down and I'm like, you have to take it at face value for what it's worth. Okay, there are rehearsed bits, there are cringy bits, and you have to kind of get on board that it is just a bit of crack. Like, there were some hilarious moments last night, but also there were some stories that the girls told, and they're just, you're like, geez, that's something similar happened to myself or someone I know. And like, you have to lean into it if you really want to enjoy it.
So is there, you think there is definitely still a place for this each year? There obviously is. I mean, the viewership figures are always huge for it. There's always mad demand to try to get into it.
Yeah, and like,
there's no shortage of people who are interested.
We're naturally nosy as a nation, number one. Mm. So like, I think people watch almost to begrudge people as well. So there's that element too as well.
Okay.
But also, like, a lot of people do enjoy it, and they mightn't say that to you, but like,
yeah,
I just really enjoy how much fun it is. Like, you have Dahi, you have Catherine, but like, you look at last year's Rose, Keely O'Grady, the 2024 New Zealand Rose. She is just doing so well. Like, for me, I see her online because obviously I don't know the girl, but she's been travelling around the whole world this past year, representing the Rose of Tralee, number one, putting Ireland on the map, number two. But she's like, I think she was 24 when she won. But she's such good crack and just really, really good at chatting, really good at representing the country that we're from. And like, there's politicians, obviously, and stuff like that can represent us. But she's just a normal girl from New Zealand that has Irish links that can, I suppose, represent us around the world. And I think it's just really, really good fun.
Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is joining us as well, Cathal, because you were a regional judge this year, Lisa. Is that right?
Yeah, Andrea. Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, yeah, I'm a regional judge. So up front, I'm a Kerry woman. I was raised
right.
15 minutes
oh,
from
so you're,
Tralee.
Okay.
Oh, I'm born and bred in it. So like, my village is only 15 minutes outside town. So it was like a summer thing. You know, it's the height of the summer down there. And, you know, I myself was in a totally different competition. I was in Miss Ireland and I won that and whatever. But it's absolutely totally different to what the Rose of Tralee is. The Rose of Tralee, especially being a judge, I see it with the girls coming into us for interviews. It's such a fabulous celebration of Irish culture. That's what it's all about. It's all about, like, you know, the Irish diaspora abroad and then them all coming together. It is a fabulous event. I hope it'll keep going. And it's just something very unique, something very different. Now, as Cathal said, it doesn't always have to do about being, you know, accomplished and whatever, even though every girl that I've met and like interviewed, you know, on the regionals, like, they've all really been accomplished in some form in
their
life.
Yeah,
you know,
they all seem to be.
Like, yeah, and it doesn't have to be like on paper with like degrees coming out. You know, you find out girls like with really, really interesting stories. And then I see the girls when they're like going through the regional finals, you know, it's a great day for them. Like, it's a lovely, like, and before the actual day, they get to meet and they, you know, they get to meet in their counties and they go on days out. And, you know, it's a lovely way of like coming together, of it's shared interests. Mm. And then like, they'll go on stage and you'll be talking to these girls in the finals or in the regionals. and they'll go on stage then and they'll have like the most amazing like voices, like old Irish songs, and like, you know, like some of them don't have to, they don't do like, we'll say inverted commas, a talent or whatever, but it's just lovely how they're able to represent modern Irish women.
Yeah, so you think it has relevance in today's society then?
Oh, absolutely, because like it's so different to like, you know, look at what the internet has thrown out at young ones these days.
Yeah,
you know,
I should look at
like,
Love Island, know, I suppose.
Yeah, but like carbon copies of each other in, you know, like with the same looking lips and the same looking eyelashes and the same looking. That's where the Rose of Tralee is different. It's not a beauty contest. It's not a beauty pageant at all. It's more a celebration of Irish culture, Irish diaspora. It's like, you know, something that like when we go out into the world, like what's common to all of us, you know. And as Carl said, some things might be cringy. That's fine. We, you know, you can get past that. But the general sense of what the whole festival is about celebrating our Irishness. It's like, you know, especially in these times and we're trying to hold on to everything that is Irish about us. It's fabulous that like you have girls like, you know, from New Zealand and America and, you know, all over the world that all have that similar kind of grounding.
Looking to try and, yeah, maybe and enhance their Irish connection. I remember watching it as a child. I used to love it as a kid. I haven't watched it in years beyond, you know, maybe just from a work perspective, looking at some of the clips of different people that emerge each year or the kind of the best moments in a reel. I'm not a fan of the show, but like, you know, I don't have a major strong opinion on it. Like it's the kind of thing, to my mind, some people love it. There's obviously huge interest in it. There seems to be big demand. People travel all over the world to try to get into it, as Lisa, as you said, there's, you know, regional competitions held. Sure, if you don't want to watch the show, don't watch it. I don't watch it, but you know, I appreciate there seems to be a huge tranche of people that do. Paul the one Dundrum, he's got in touch. He says, I think it's the biggest pile of rubbish in TV. It's that bad. Even the Father Ted version is more modern. I think we should scrap the whole thing. It's embarrassing. This listener though tells me the Rose of Tralee is a great representation of Ireland. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Simple as that. Fair play to the Roses who get up on the stage and give a great account to themselves. Another listener says, please don't knock the Rose of Tralee Festival. It's a really successful event. It brings great publicity for Ireland from abroad as well as the local community here. Let's actually be proud of something that we're doing well for once, says this texter. And another listener says, if there's a place for Love Island, then for God's sakes, what's the problem with the Rose of Tralee? Katie Mack is with me. Katie, do you watch it each year?
No, absolutely not.
Why?
I think it's pure, I just think the whole thing is pure cringe. Look, I've no doubt that the women on it are incredibly talented, you know, fabulous women. But I just find the whole thing very outdated. And it really is like the Lovely Girls competition in Father Ted.
Do you think?
Oh, I do. Like, there's no competition like that for men. And I'm not a feminist, not by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, even down to them having escorts and... Like, it's just, I think it was of its time. Now, it's obviously still very popular. It's obviously still getting the rating. So
hang
I'd say
on,
I'm probably
Cahill's
in the minority.
Interrupting me here, because what were you going to say about the men?
No, there is a competition. Mockern & Firma every year hosts Mr. Personality, and it's been running for years as well. And like,
but
that,
I didn't even know that.
And now, the only thing is, it isn't televised, but it is a huge event. And if you're involved with the Mockern community, you'll know that it is.
Right.
And it's a lot of young men in their 20s, 30s, and all
that.
Do they
have escorts?
I don't know if they've female escorts, but they definitely, like, I've seen plenty of men getting involved in it from local rural communities. And I think like that, it's great.
So Katie, you think it is a bit outdated, but I think that listener makes a good point about Love Island. You know, like, we're constantly criticising that show and giving out about it all the time. People have, you know, really mixed views about Love Island and whether or not it has a place in today's society.
Yeah, I don't watch Love Island. I don't watch Love Island either now, to be fair. I don't watch that either. But even that the Mockra, like, why is that not televised? You know, why is it the women's one that's televised? You know, I didn't even know there was that, to be fair. But I just think it's kind of cringy, you know. And I know it's about embracing, you know, talent and, you know, natural beauty and what's on the inside and everything like that. But sure, if that's the case and it's about Irish culture and all these women are great, sure, would they not all be winners? Do you know what I mean?
And they absolutely are all winners, though. Like, I think any woman who gets up on that stage out of the 32, we had 18 last night, 14 tonight, and any woman who puts herself up on that stage in that vulnerable position to chat and just
put
herself
up. Easy. God, yeah, the fact it is televised.
You'd have been a fan now of the Dublin Rose last night.
Really?
Jill Cronin, she was gifted a Coppers gold card. She was a big fan of Coppers. That's what she said. She loves Coppers.
Really? Yeah, that probably got a good round of applause, I'm sure, from the audience. So, Katie, you're not tuning in. You don't care who is crowned winner later tonight.
I just find it kind of. You kind of have to look through your fingers to watch this kind of TV.
Lisa, who's the winner in your eyes, or have you been following proceedings last night?
Well, I'd be very biased. I am the regional judge for Kilkenny and Meath, and Meath is in this year. So Ella, she was just brilliant. And of course, I love our Kerry Rose. I have yet to watch it when the Kerry Rose has won, but I just laughed. Actually, I was just going back to Katie's point there. Her mind would actually be blown if she knew there was actually a festival called the Bachelor Festival down in Ballybunion.
There is, yes. There's
all these festivals I wasn't aware of. Who do you think's going to win, Tom?
Lisa, I think the Kerry Rose was absolutely stunning last night.
She was,
I suppose I have Kerry blood as well, so I'm a little bit biased, and I loved the New Zealand Rose as well, but New Zealand won last year, so I don't know if I'd be putting all my eggs in that basket. Ciara Jo was fantastic, and like that Dublin Adele Cronin was very, very good as well. But
even with the Coppers gold card,
yeah, we've 14 roses to come tonight, and two of the favourites, United Arab Emirates and Texas, still to come. So
you'll have plenty more, I'm sure, to hear about the Rose of Tralee tomorrow as well. Cathal O'Sullivan, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, Katie Mack, thanks a million for joining us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.